I should point out that although you've written a lot of UFO books, you are by no means a UFO believer, not in the classic sense. I mean, you believe there's a legitimate phenomena there, but you have really put it to the mainstream UFO community over the years, suggesting that some of their central theses are flat out wrong. You know, we, as you have said, we don't exactly know what it is, this intelligence, but you were the first to write that probably the vast amount of these incidents and cases belie the theory that the ET explanation is the best explanation, that it just doesn't seem to make sense. In looking at these 500 cases from years gone by, did they affect your views in that regard? Did they alter your views about what it might be?
Obviously was a frequent topic of discussion between Chris Hulbeck and me. He has a more detached, I think, view of that. He should speak for himself, but in my interpretation of his position is a little bit more cautious. What I'm criticizing is the first degree, the first level ET explanation. I mean, that these are spacecraft that come from some other planet and they come here to save us or to conquer us or to steal materials from us and so on. I mean, that is the first thing you can think of when you begin to study this material. And I, the first two books I wrote back in the 60s, in the mid and late 60s, took that approach. And it's always, as I said, we know that there must be life equal or superior to our consciousness, to our intelligence, throughout the universe. It's a big cosmos out there, and I studied astronomy and I still love astronomy. And now we keep discovering new planets, including planets similar to the Earth. That only reinforces that view that was controversial in the 60s, but now it's mainstream. It's about time. However, when you look at the patterns, which as a scientist, a theory is only as good as the explanations that it provides for the facts. And when we look at the observations themselves, it doesn't account for what people are reporting. People are not reporting a spacecraft. They're reporting a whole range of phenomena, and there is no simplistic explanation. And if anything, doing this work in the last 6 years on the ancient sightings has sort of nailed that for me, that there is no simple explanation. It's not, chariots of the gods. It's not something like that, as seductive as it could be. However, that doesn't mean that they are not from outer space or that form of consciousness doesn't have a link beyond the Earth. I mean, if they can do, they, in the hypothetical they, in quotes, they can do what the witnesses described, that could be from anywhere, anytime. They have obviously mastered gravity. They have mastered time beyond what our science can account for today. Now, I'm a strong believer in science. I think science eventually will understand all this. I could be wrong, but it's not a simple spacecraft where you can just go there and kick the tires. At the center of any theory about UFOs, whether it's a paranormal, parapsychological, Jungian, and so on, you have to account for the fact that there is a machine there. There is a technology, and I've never said otherwise. That's really why I continue to be interested. I mean, I'm very interested in the physics of it. In my current work, I've narrowed down my work to just a few cases that involve traces, involve material, involve electronic communication, things that we begin to can to make sense of in a somewhat primitive way. But we've collected there is material that has been recovered after some of the close encounters that we can analyze. We're beginning to find some patterns in the physics. We're beginning to have some ideas about the electromagnetic communication or at least electromagnetic phenomena that surround these things. And little by little, we're converging on a pattern, or at least not an understanding yet, but at least a model of what that technology can be. But it doesn't. It's not all there is. There is much more than just technology involved, and that's what you see in. These ancient Chinese writers and poets were talking about a machine. They were talking about a contraption of some sort. And there were descriptions of things crashing to the ground. There were descriptions of traces. There are descriptions of medical effects, paralysis, intense heat when the object flew over them. Certainly medical effects and certainly psychological effects that are similar to what current witnesses, modern witnesses, are describing to us.